first time ever I saw.
That beautiful song, sung by Roberta Flack, on this day in 1972, began its first six-week run as number one on the U.S. singles charts. The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face was written by a man named Ewan McCall, who was a political singer and songwriter, wrote it for his then-lover, Peggy Seeger, who became his wife. Even though he was married at the time, they fell in love. He wrote that song, and they went off and were married. But the song itself became a hit because of Clint Eastwood's movie Play Misty for Me. And that entire album, which we highlighted on the show a couple weeks back, was one of the great albums of all time that Roberta Flack put out. So that begins our day in history this April the 15th. And as Beverly Burke said, yes, it's tax day. Don't forget that. You can still pay your taxes. And This actually began many, many years ago. We won't talk about the day, but today, in 1959, this was African Freedom Day, which is a very important day. It took place in Accra, Ghana. The All African People's Conference in Accra, Ghana, took place in 1959, which was pushing for the independence of all the colonies held by Europeans in Africa on this day in 1959. On this day in 1947, Jackie Robinson came out for the Brooklyn Dodgers, who broke baseball's color line on this day in 1959. And on this day, it's interesting, 1850, the California Fugitive Slave Act was adopted. And that's interesting to me because it was introduced by a state senator there that authorized any slave owner claiming a runaway slave to obtain a warrant for the slave's arrest. So this to me just showed the nature of American politics and compromise. Rather than California saying no, you get here to California, you're free. No, well, we're going to make it tough for the slave owner. He just has to get a warrant. But sometimes people have to push from the outside and not accept compromises. So it made me think of that. This is the day in 1861 that Lincoln ordered 75,000 troops to put down the Southern Rebellion, not allowing African Americans to fight. 2 years later, they did let that happen. And interesting enough, almost to a moment, 100 years later, in 1943, the Tuskegee Airmen, formerly known as the 99th Pursuit Squadron, the fighter squadron, left Brooklyn, New York on board the USS Mariposa and headed off for the fight in World War II on this day in 1943. And on this day in 1879, a very quick piece on this, Victoria was an Apache leader who surrendered, and they decided the reservation wasn't for them, so they unsurrendered and fled and ended up living peacefully in Mexico, saying they've had enough of that. And on this day in 1916, the American Federation of Teachers was founded. And in 1960, this is a very critical day for many people in the Civil Rights Movement. Remember the Civil Rights Movement. Ella Baker at Shaw University in Raleigh, North Carolina, led the conference that created the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, SNCC, was founded on this day in 1960 in Raleigh, North Carolina. In Baltimore, that group was called the Civic Interest Group tied to the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. On this day, Zimbabwe became independent. On this day, in 1996, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of South Africa held its first formal hearings in East London with Archbishop Tutu as chairman. Many of us think Eddie Conway is now a free man, that we need the same thing here in America. But we'll talk about that again on another day. This day in 2013 was on this exact day that the Boston Marathon bombings took place. We'll be exploring the notion of terrorism coming up this week on the Mark Steiner Show, because these two young Muslim brothers were called terrorists, and I'm glad one is going to be tried, and this was a horrendous attack. But it seems like whenever Americans of European descent commit an act of terrorism, it's never called terrorism. We'll explore why. Not today, but the next couple of days. On this day in 1889, Philip Randolph was born. Of course, the great founder of the Brotherhood of Supercar Porters. And happy birthday to my dear friend Wayne Gilchrist, former congressman from Eastern Shore. I call him my favorite Republican, man who thinks for himself. And on this day in 1865, we lost Abraham Lincoln. That's this day in history, April the 15th. Oh, I left out one thing. 25 years ago, Tiananmen Square happened on this day. The protest for democracy was crushed in China. More information about this day in history on our website at steinershow.org. We're going to wrap this up and go right to our conversation about the loss of Karen Washington. Stay with us.